So, fiddle me this. It's been said that baseball is America's favorite pastime, and that it's tough to argue. Baseball should hold a place in the heart of every American. So should fiddling. Since its arrival on this side of the pond, fiddle music has been passed down mother to son, friend to foe, south to north, east to west, and every nook and cranny along the way. Tunes take on new meanings, new names, new feels from person to person. Shaped by local community and purpose and region, fiddle music truly captures the spirit of a people. Across America, we can hear this tradition. I'm JT, and these are some of today's fiddlers playing their tunes and sharing tales. Welcome to Fiddle Me This.
Headed back to Boston, gotta catch that gal before she leaves. Leaving on that train, headed out of town. Her blue eyes and her brown hair, she's the sweetest thing you ever did meet. Have to take it for my own back in Boston town.
Raised on her mother's 45s and 78 records, today's guest began playing violin at only 9 years old. Truly a natural, she was playing along with records and whatever piano books she could find right away. At the age of 12, she was gifted her first fiddle records, and she was hooked. She entered her first fiddle contest a year later and had joined a bluegrass band by the time she was 14 years old. It was at this time that her mother began learning fiddle as well, from her 14-year-old daughter. Talk about inspiring. Later, she moved to Georgia and opened for the likes of Earl Thomas Conley, the Forrester Sisters, and Dan Seals. She even got to play fiddle with Little Jimmy Dickens. This is Vancouver, Washington native Cynthia Hamm.
Can you hear her okay?
Yes, absolutely.
Great.
Okay. We rolling?
Yeah.
Well, play me something.
Play you something. How about some snowshoes?
Snowshoes yet, but I guess that time's right around the corner, ain't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get some snow this year.
Yeah. It don't snow too much around these parts, does it?
Well, it snows less in Georgia.
Yeah.
And when it does just barely come down, everybody panics.
Yeah.
Nobody knows how to drive in snow in Georgia.
Well, play me another tune. That sounded good, Cynthia.
Alrighty, let's do a waltz. Let's do Mom's Waltz.
Okay.
It's the Swedish one that I wrote for my mom.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, I picked out a couple off the wall things.
Well, but you don't call it your mom's waltz, you call it Mom's Waltz.
Yeah, it's called Mom's Waltz.
Because it's more of a...
tribute.
Drama than a comedy.
You would have had to have known my mom.
Fair enough.
German, Dutch, Swedish,
wow.
Married to an Englishman. What do you expect?
That's terrific. Well, I can't wait to hear it.
Thank you. the crowd went wild.
Sounds like your mom was a dancer.
Yes. Mom and Dad used to be in jitterbug contests. They belonged to the Saddle Club and danced the square dances and you name it.
You said you're born and raised right here in Vancouver. Born I guess we're not in Vancouver, but...
Right, yeah.
Vancouver, USA, that is.
Yes, yes.
Because I was born about an hour south of... south and east of Vancouver.
BC.
Canada.
Canada. Mm-hmm.
BC.
That's what I said. You didn't hear me say DC. I wouldn't say DC for
I'm
nothing.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm not from around here.
Oh, that's okay. We'll forgive you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, born and raised here. Played, I started at Hazeldell Elementary, and when I was nine is when I started playing.
Uh-huh. And what were you playing back then?
I started with just school stuff, and then all of a sudden...
Hazeldell Elementary, yeah. That's just right up the road.
Yep, it isn't very far. I started with, you know, just your normal, everyday Mueller Rush violin book.
Okay.
And my teacher's name was Mr. Herzl. Boy, was he something else.
Well, it sounds painful.
Sometimes. But then, somewhere along the line, because my mom played old 78s and 33s for me all the time, and we listened to K-Boo, and we listened to Swedish Hour and, the you know, yeah, all of that.
And that took her back home because she was from back there.
She wasn't. She was actually born in Minnesota.
Okay.
My grandmother was born in Germany.
Okay.
And no, she was born here, I think.
Well, they came over from Sweden, you said, and your grandfather was a fiddle player.
Yeah, my grandfather was from Sweden, and he went, when they came through Ellis Island, my grandfather and his brother were split up. One was to be an Olsen, which was what they originally were, S-E-N, not S-O-N, and... then my grandfather was a Lindquist. They gave him the name Lindquist.
Those are very Swedish names.
Very. But we had too many Olsons here already.
Yeah. Well, play us another tune.
I will. This one, you're going to have to learn the chords for it.
All right, I'd love to. That's my favorite thing to do.
This tune is called Carlsbad Schottische. It's not played very much anymore. But this tune has his personal history in it to the fact that I was playing this one day as practicing, and then this song just came to me. My mom rushed into my bedroom and was like, "Where did you hear that? Where did you learn that?" And I'm like, "I don't know. I'm just playing it because it came to me." And she started crying because this was one of her dad's tunes that he played. So, who knows?
Which was your grandpa, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That's so cool. Thank you.
Fiddle Me This was funded in part by Bubbaville, a nonprofit dedicated to the educational and cultural enrichment of the Portland metro region through traditional music and dance. A staple on the West Coast, the Portland Old Time Gathering has been going for more than 20 years and brings national and regional American traditional musicians together. Go to bubbaguitar.com for more information. Thanks, Bubbaville, for sponsoring Fiddle Me This. Hey friends, JT here. Hey, thanks for all the votes earlier this week. That was really fun. We love hearing from y'all, and you've helped us pick a t-shirt design. I'm excited about it, and I hope you are too. I think these are going to be really cool. I mean, it's the Fiddlin' Squatch. All right. Which design won? Well, if you follow us on Instagram or Facebook or are on the email list, you may already know. But if you don't, that's all right. You can head over to podlin.productions right now and find out. Oh, and while you're at it, order a shirt. You've only got 1 week left to do so. Hey, let's play another tune.
What else you want to know?
What else do you want to know? Well, you grew up playing around here. Who was some of the first fiddle players that you started listening to and getting into?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, you had it in the family, obviously, hearing these cool old Swedish tunes and overseas stuff.
It's in my blood, yeah. I didn't have, you know, anybody to listen to other than Mom's records.
Mm-hmm.
Until we finally found, it was my Suzuki teacher that handed me two old-time fiddle records. Believe it or not, they were the Weezer records.
Okay, which ones?
1967 and 69.
Oh, Weezer, that's only about 6-7 hour drive from here, right?
Yep.
These days, it's probably a little further drive back then, but
nah,
not too bad, yeah.
No.
I just figure cars and speed limits have gotten a little bit quicker since then, but maybe not too much.
No, actually, when we started, the speed limit was higher.
Yeah. So it was even closer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But she handed me the fiddle albums and took them home happily and was like, look, you know, Mom said, you learn all these tunes, I'll find you a fiddle contest.
Mm-hmm.
So Mom started searching right away for anything that she could get me into.
Yeah.
And I was 12, and I learned some tunes real quick. Matter of fact, that's how I got in with Gladys and Jim Brasket, and they started taking me around to different jam sessions over here in Portland, because
okay,
we did not have a Vancouver area with Washington Fiddlers. We had no district then.
Okay.
And so it was all Oregon. So I got to know Oregon fiddlers. And
so what do you mean by district? You mean?
Well, the Washington old-time fiddlers had districts, and Oregon State had districts, and,
okay,
you know, sections, District 7. And
you mean the association?
Yes.
Washington Fiddlers Association.
Association, yes.
And the Oregon old-time fiddlers Association.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so
and those organizations have been around a long time, is that right?
Yeah, they've been around for decades.
Yeah, and they're still going.
Yep.
Yeah.
We try to keep them going.
That's great.
You know, great. Spread the fiddle tunes. But yeah, I met people all over in Portland. That was how I got started. John Melnichek used to be over here in Oregon, and now he's in Washington. But
okay,
Carol Ann Wheeler was somebody that I got to know really well, and she was one of my mentors. Along with Fred Hildebrandt. If any of the old fiddlers around here are listening, they might remember some. Bill Yowie, Don Gish. These were, you know, some of my... Yeah, I don't have idols.
Yeah.
But people, well, I looked up to.
Sure. Might some of these fiddle records still be found in some of these old record shops floating around here, you think?
Yeah. Might find some on eBay. I know I've found, actually,
okay,
I've found a couple of them,
yeah,
on eBay at times. And, you know, go ask. See, look up fiddle music. You
look up fiddle music from Portland and...
Portland, Oregon. Yeah.
Washington.
There's a Portland fiddle book. I don't remember the name of it off the top of my head, but it's advertised all over the place and kept on in bookstores.
Yeah.
Powell Books has it, or they did have it.
Wow, that's cool. So there's a tradition of fiddle music here in Portland that's got its own sound and its own, or in this area, the Pacific Northwest.
Pacific Northwest definitely has its own sound. I was up in, spent a lot of time up in Spokane.
Okay, right.
And Spokane tunes, you know, the style up there has got a lot of the Missouri influence mixed with Canadian.
So fiddling up there, would you call it maybe it's an unspoken tradition?
Yeah. Unspoken.
Play one of those tunes you learned up in Spokane or something. Maybe something you kind of think's regional, or at least somebody play out there.
One called A Little Home in West Virginia.
Okay.
Which my mom learned after I taught her how to play the fiddle.
That's so cool. You taught your mother how to play the fiddle?
Yeah, I'm a fourth generation by proxy.
And she actually listened to you?
She did. She did. She was my first student. Started teaching her when I was 14.
Wow.
My first fiddle contest was when I was 13.
What a special moments I bet you've been able to make with your mom doing that.
Yeah, it was. It was. We used to play twin fiddle together. And yes.
Well, so, let's hear that in my West Virginia home.
A Little Home in West Virginia.
A Little Home in West Virginia.
It's in the key of G.
Problem is, I only got 1 foot.
Well, you hobble around so well, though.
What about Georgia? You's down in Georgia. You ever run across any fiddle players down there? Any fiddle music inspired you? Got you learning some stuff?
Well, in the spot that I was kind of caught between two worlds, because you were either north or south of me. I was in between Atlanta and Chattanooga.
Oh, okay.
And so we were kind of in a dead zone.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't play much fiddle around there. So I got to be kind of an anomaly.
Yeah.
You know.
So you got all the work.
I did. I did.
Well, play me one of them good southern tunes if you're feeling like one.
Oh.
Play them the one that made you famous.
Oh, made me famous. I don't know about famous, because I ain't gonna play that one. you just...
You ain't wrote it yet, have you?
No, oh, no, I didn't write it. you know, that's the whole thing. There's been people accused of writing it, but it wasn't me. I just put my version together, that's all. My daughter loves it when I play Orange Blossom Special, and that was so many requests.
Yeah.
I refused to play it forever. My daddy said, you got to learn that Orange Blossom special.
Yeah.
No, I don't. No, no, Dad. Don't want to play that.
Yeah.
Don't want to play that. It's just a show tune.
Well, and that tune gets a lot of
attention.
You know, because it's kind of like it was the Devil Went Down to Georgia before the Devil Went Down Georgia, yes. But it was written by this old Florida fiddle player,
mm-hmm.
who had this big write up in National Geographic about it. It was recorded back in the late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody really plays it that way anymore, the way he done it.
No,
but it's real cool if you go listen to that recording of him doing it.
I have to find it. Yeah, Orange Blossom Special. My dad had to go over to Africa to set up a sawmill, and before he left, he said to me, he says, it's okay if you don't learn Orange Blossom Special. You probably couldn't play it anyhow. He was gone for a month. Guess what I played when he got back? Yeah. And it
That's
grew.
Funny. That reminds me of, you told me a story one time. It was the exact same story that for my dad who learned to play. My dad, my grandpa, said he'd leave the instruments out in the room, and he said, don't y'all touch them.
You know, my mom said that to me when I was itty bitty.
Yeah.
She had bought fiddles for my brother and sister, and they were up on a shelf, which was a built-in dresser.
Yeah.
And I used to climb up the shelf because mom said, don't touch these.
Don't touch them.
Uh-huh. And so I'd climb up the shelf, pull the drawers out, climb up, get on top there, sit down on my knees, open up the case, and stare at it. That was when I was 5.
Uh-huh.
Took me another 4 years to get the nerve to bring a note home to mom saying, I want to learn how to play. No. No, we don't need to play Orange Blossom. Not.
Your dad went all the way to Africa for this team.
After all of that, I guess. Hold on.
Thank you.
David Bartlett Pear roast him.
Oh, Jonathan.
Well, I tell you, I'm sorry I made you do that, but I appreciate it.
Okay. I thought I'd throw this one in for free.
Yeah, please do. I'm going to sit back and listen on this because I can't wait to hear it.
Okay. You have heard it once. I played it for you when you were over at my house, hey?
Well, I think I remember that, but it's been a while, and I can't wait to hear it again. It's
yes, it has been. It has been a while. This is a song that I wrote because I was heartsick. My daughter's father, I hate that term, baby daddy. I do. Birth contributor. He walked out on us when she was little bitty. She was about 18 months. And this song took me like 20 minutes to sit down and write it. This got put on the recording that me and my band Southern Touch put together. Called Take the Easy Way Out.
Thanks for listening to Fiddle Me This, and thanks to Cynthia Hamm for sharing her tunes and tales with us today. Cynthia and I agree that you should get involved with your local fiddle organization. In Washington, that's the Washington Old Time Fiddlers Association, WOTFA.org. I know we've shared the Oregon one. You can probably just Google whatever state you're in, find out if there's a local chapter. Go out, share some tunes, learn some local history and tales. Who knows? You might even have a good time. Did something in this episode move you? Leave us a review or comment. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook for more behind-the-scenes content. This has been a Podland production in association with Vita Joe Records and Bubbaville. I'm JT. We'll be back next week with another episode of Fiddle Me This. Thanks for listening.
This has been a Podland Productions production. recorded at Downstairs Studio in Portland, Oregon. For more information on Podland and for more Podland podcasts, go to podland.productions. While you're there, subscribe to the email newsletter for sneak peeks, giveaways, and more. Thanks for listening.
Podland Productions.